Hi, I'm Charlotte.
Hi, I'm Emma.
Hi, I'm Jayla.
And this is The Other Side.
I'm going to talk about emotional immaturity in parents and how it can affect the children that they have. A big thing that I have noticed in parents with really bad emotional immaturity is that their children are forced to grow up sooner.
Do you think you grew up too fast?
Yeah, I have been doing way too much more mature things for a very long time. I would go off by myself everywhere. Once I hit 10 years old, I just left the house. I didn't tell anybody. I just left. And then I'd go do drugs. I'd go talk to random people and get into all sorts of business. And I feel like especially a lot of the people that I were hanging out with had the same type of parents that I did to get us to that point.
What were the responsibilities that you felt like were a lot for you as a kid?
Well, when I lived with my mom, I had to help my mom raise my little brother, Liam. My brother would help sometimes, but most of the time it wouldn't really be that much help. I had to do a lot of chores constantly and then also be on top of my schoolwork and everything like that on top of, I don't want to say raising him, but I was basically raising him.
You took the more motherly role than your actual mother.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Do you think that affected your life skills later on?
Yeah, I think I'm much more better at communicating with people now that I've had all of those experiences of just wandering around and, dealing with high stress situations on a daily basis. And it's easier for me to interact with kids now because, basically raised one.
I think I had very slight similarities. I help with my little sister, but where I felt like I had a lot of responsibilities with was with my dancing career. I started very young, and in the dancing career, it's very competitive. And I started when I was 6 or 7, so I had to take on that responsibility when I was that age. And it was a lot, but I would not trade it for the world because I'm where I am now because of that.
Do you think that it was beneficial for you to have all those responsibilities?
I think so because it helps me learn how to self-regulate sometimes. I struggle with it, but it helped. I feel like if I did not have that then, I would struggle more with it now.
Personally, I was given responsibilities, but they were age appropriate. I was given more responsibilities later on. I wasn't forced to grow up too fast. Essentially, my parents thought that children were meant to be children, and so I could go off and play on my own, and I learned responsibilities in my own way, but they weren't forced upon me like some other parents have.
Jayla, with your dancing career, how I was talking about how the parent jealousy side, especially with dance, is we've all seen dance moms and stuff. I feel like a lot of those sports, you can really see how they're trying to live through their children. I'm not saying that's what happened to you, but I do see that a lot, especially in dance and sports like cheerleading and football too. It's a lot, and that definitely messes up somebody because I feel like that's so much responsibility and so much effort for something that, not saying you, most of those kids don't even want to do it. Ooh, pageants too. Yeah, pageants. Yes.
I have done a pageant before. It was a dance one, go figure. And it was a lot, and I have seen a lot of cases where other kids seemed like they did not want to do it, but were just doing it for their mom or the dance studio company, for the company. But good thing for me, I was on the better side of it, so I did not really have that fear of oh, I have to do this for my mom. I did it for myself, so I think that's where I differ in it as well.
Yeah, that's amazing that you have that.
Some people I have noticed, including in myself, is that we try to emulate our parents in certain ways. We try to be like them, sort of following in their footsteps. I personally have worn my mother's prom dresses. I have tried to look exactly like her because I wanted her to be proud. But sometimes parents force it upon their kids. It's not a natural, I want to grow up like my role model. It's, I have to be that role model. Even if that role model is an imaginary figure in a parent's head.
Yeah, that kind of leads me to another topic of trying to get your children to be you, or try to get them to be exactly the way that you have structured them in your mind. I know with some people's parents that I have met, they tend to pick everything that their children wear, pick all of their extracurriculars, force them into a personality that they definitely do not have, or a look that they definitely do not like, especially with like alternative children in those families. I feel like that's a really big problem as well, with the whole emotional immaturity thing.
Do you think you did you struggle with that when you were a kid?
No, a big thing about my family is I've always been allowed to dress the way that I wanted to. I mean, I've been dressing like this for so long, I'd say fifth grade, but I've always been able to pick my own style. I mean, of course, in elementary school, my parents picked my outfits because how was she supposed to know how to do that? I definitely have gotten some judgment from my parents, but they never really stopped me from doing it. They just had a lot of mean questions.
Were you acceptive of these questions, or you just left it be, like, oh, that's how they are?
Well, I personally, I'm a very confrontational person, no matter who it is, so I just yell at them and then call them out, because they definitely had some flaws in their style, even if their calling me out was definitely valid. There you go. Yeah, it was definitely valid, because my style of 2020, oh boy.
I think a good way for communication between parents and child is open communication, but restrictions towards like age. You wouldn't say the same things that you say to like a 4-year-old to like a 20-year-old. As long as it stays in those restrictions, I feel like it is fine. Because that's what my dad pretty much does. He's very blunt on what he tells me, as long as it's primarily kind of age appropriate.
Understanding your audience is highly important when talking with kids, because some kids just might not get a topic. Others who might have grown up too fast will understand those topics very well. And so you just need to understand what has this child learned in the past, and what types of parenting styles have you essentially gone with in order to teach them those lessons? How would you try to talk to them normally? Given their age and given their situation.
I definitely agree with that. A lot of things that I see in parents with like terrible emotional maturity is they'll just tell, for example, like sex jokes or stuff like that to their children, and they don't get it, but now they do. And other stuff like, you know, talking about drugs, or even talking about like your financial status. A 10-year-old doesn't need to know that. You have to really know your audience, especially when talking to your child, whether or not if they're a child or not. Like, there's a boundary there that I feel like a lot of parents push.
So do you think that those responsibilities, that information, should be learned gradually, or should it be something that they learn outside of the household?
Well, My parents probably not like the most fantastic example, but I was taught at a very young age what everything was to, you know, protect me and all that. But it wasn't like a huge conversation. It was just like, be safe. I feel like learning it from an outside source that isn't your parents, it can be really bad, because that opens up like the road to like grooming and stuff like that, or just like misinformation. So I do think that parents should still have that conversation, but I don't think there should be jokes about it.
Like, be upfront instead of making jokes and then not explaining further.
Having a conversation about a topic tends to garner a better reaction now that you can ask questions without feeling any kind of almost humiliation from asking what makes that joke so funny. It makes them step back and look at what they've just said.
Yeah, and it doesn't, like, force you to grow up sooner, because then you're going to go look it up, and then you see everything.
Well, I feel like that's more prominent in this age, because we're more into technology, and we're able to do that. We pretty much have, like, the whole world in our hands, and we don't realize it sometimes. I feel like that's a little different than what it was, like, not even, like, 20 years ago.
I feel like, especially in that topic, when parents are, like, called out on that, it's pretty quick to get to, like, just immediately, like, a hostile reaction. And I feel like that leads into, like, they don't self-reflect in the slightest. Because, like, every single time that you ask an adult, whether it be a parent or an authority figure, it's almost always they do not reflect on their actions in the slightest. They just push it away, push it off.
I feel like the most common phrase is like, why would you ask that? Or like, you don't need to know yet. And I feel like it gets pushed until it's too late. And then you're sitting there like, why did no one explain it to me? I feel like it leaves a kid, even just like a teenager, like really lost. And it does not help in the slightest.
Yeah, especially even if it's an adult talking to another adult about noticing their parenting style, like not helping their child develop in the right way, still get like a hostile reaction. So I know every single time that my mom was ever asked about anything, whether it be by another adult or by me, it was immediately a hostile reaction.
Like immediately shutting it down instead of answering or saying like, oh, I'm not comfortable responding that. She would just shut it down completely.
Yeah.
Okay. With my dad, he's very, like I said before, he's very upfront and blunt with me. So anytime I ask him a question, he was always genuine and with the response. My mom may not like it sometimes, but I really appreciate him being super upfront. So I'm not sitting there and learning it by myself. He's helping me guide through it.
My parents tried very hard to teach me about topics, but also I was free to ask questions whenever I felt like it was needed or whenever I just wanted to ask questions. They never tried to shut me down. And I think it might be because my mother is an educator. She wants us to learn as much as possible and be well informed on topics. And so there was no hiding information, like, say, how my cousins were raised. They were always... If they asked a question, their mother would not answer them in the slightest. So they would ask my mother instead.
Yeah, I can see that.
I like the way my parents communicate with me, so I don't feel like I would need any sort of change in that form of communication. I feel like it's very open, and anytime I ask an inappropriate question, my dad is like, hold on, how about we wait on this for now, or go look it up and research it yourself. I like that approach, personally.
I definitely think that's a really good way to have a conversation with your parents. And it really is amazing that your dad can really, like, understand, like, who he's talking to and, like, how old you are.
Having the trust to ask your parents questions is very important, especially nowadays where you might not get the right information later on, or something might come up that you don't maybe want to ask. But having that trust, having that bond with your parents to ask questions and get information and have chats with them, I quite liked it growing up because it meant that I could talk freely. And now that I've grown older, it's more like they're friends instead of this higher figure. So it always felt nicer than just having people shut me down.
I think my dad is very like I said, up front, and my mom, I like to say that my mom has more of the scientific approach. My dad has more of the genuine approach. So I feel like I get both sides of the spectrum, which I really enjoy.
So I think what parents really need to look back on is really reflect on yourself and think about the way that you are talking to your children and treating your children, and maybe step off or step back on just like a little bit, so that your children don't feel the way that most kids do nowadays.
One thing that I think that all parents should listen to is at least listen to your kids. You may not completely understand it, but just listening to them can help them a whole bunch more than just dismissing them.
Kids are still very much humans, and you have to treat them like one. So understanding their needs, their wants, and what they are thinking is probably the best thing when parenting, so you can understand how you're raising this other person.
This is a teen's take on generational differences.
The Other Side is a production of 4-H Unity and WSKG Youth Voices. You can find more of us at wskg.org/theotherside or wherever you get your podcasts. Our executive producers are Brianna Moreno and Kelly Mabee. Community educators, Terrence Barcliff, Aaron Every, and Dave Itwilliger. Sound engineering by Seth Nichols. Executive producer is Christine Dempsey, and producer Emily Swan. Thank you to our fellow teen leaders for feedback and support. See you next time on The Other Side.